Hello and welcome to this wonderful episode of Travel Time with Suriname Airways. My name is Jason Bell and I am really pleased today to speak with a really special person who has been doing a lot of work in the background to even facilitate the connection between our island, Barbados, Guyana, and Suriname, with many other places in between. Althea Wiggins, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason, and thank you for inviting me on to your special Suriname Airways program. I'm very pleased to be here.
Yes, please. So you would have noted that I would not have called you by your, because, you know, titles change and I don't want to offend. So please give us your title and what your role is and tell us a little bit more about yourself and your work.
So my title, you know, as I said, titles are not important. It's the job you do and how you treat people, okay? Yes, but please. I'm actually the Prime Minister's Special Envoy to Guyana and Suriname. And I have also been doing a lot of work now in Northern Brazil. So that is what it is. I connected with Suriname from the perspective of being the Prime Minister's Special Envoy. Oh, and wow. I got that position in 2019.
Wow.
And I lived there from July to the ending of November 2019 until COVID started, as you know, in early January 2020, essentially.
Yes. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were there on the ground.
Yes, I was actually there on the ground in Suriname. I was connected directly with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs there because obviously, as you know, you work in a foreign country, so you're connected to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And the whole idea was to build and establish the relationship with Barbados and Suriname. And I've said several times that many people were unaware that Suriname was part of CARICOM. And I would say to a large extent that since the Prime Minister in her wisdom appointed me as her special envoy to Suriname, the whole question of the country of Suriname has been raised exponentially,
Indeed. Certainly
in Barbados. So Althea Wiggins is very synonymous with Suriname. So anytime there's Suriname issues here or in Barbados or in Suriname, I'm called upon to resolve them. But living in Suriname has been a wonderful experience. And as I said, it's a Caribbean country. And the people in Suriname are unbelievably friendly and helpful. You know, since I've been going back there, essentially, I would stay in hotels outside of living there the very first time. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, the service in the hotels in Suriname is top class. Top of the line. There's a hotel called Tuarica Hotel.
It is second
to none. The service there is outstanding. And one of the things that I find very critical when I stay at Tuarica, everyone knows me, my name, from the management to the servers. And they help you and they assist you with everything you want. It is service that is second to none. So living in Suriname and working in Suriname, it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And part of the work that I was doing there, obviously, we were looking at the whole question of trade and industry.
Yeah.
We're looking at tourism, looking at transportation, air and sea transport services, agriculture, natural resources and the environment, energy, education and training, arts and culture, youth and sports development, among many things.
Yeah.
But every time you are doing a relationship, be it Guyana, be it Suriname, people think it's only agriculture. But there's a lot of other work that I've been doing in the background.
Yeah,
and I would say to you, with all humility, Jason,
yes,
I was responsible for bringing Suriname Airways to Barbados.
Well,
okay?
Kudos to you for that. And
Thank you.
I think the nation of Barbados is very grateful for you making that connection. Tell me about what was it like before Suriname Airways brought their service to Barbados twice a week. What kind of commute did you have between here and there?
When I first started, I used to go to Trinidad, spend a couple hours at the airport there, and then take the same Suriname Airways over, this is in 2019,
over
to Suriname. Yeah. And you would then arrive early in the morning, at just after midnight, because they're 1 hour ahead of us.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
But since the resumption then, I would go from Barbados to Ogle Airport and then take a 10-seater over to Suriname. So I've been doing that for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And because of the fact that on the 10-seater, you're not able to carry the amount of luggage that you want to. And most times I had to leave back some of my luggage in Guyana. I said it's very, very important to build the transportation hub between Suriname and Barbados. And I started negotiations in Suriname with the government and the airline in terms of getting Suriname Airways to fly into Barbados. That's how that journey started.
Beautiful.
Because if you want to travel from Barbados to Suriname, people doing business would not want to necessarily go on a 10-seater because it's a little bit rocky, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
It serves its purpose, but I did that for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, and then
I was, like I said, instrumental in bringing Suriname Airways to Barbados. With the kind assistance of Mrs. Shelley Williams, chairman of BTMI, she went all out to ensure that this project happened. It still needs more marketing because Barbadians and business people need to know you can get to Suriname on Suriname Airways. We stop at Chedijagan just for half an hour or so and then continue the journey. So it is a wonderful aircraft. As you know, it also carries cargo. It carries 5,000 kilograms of cargo from Suriname to Barbados. But that cargo airlift has not really started because things are still being shipped.
Yes.
So it's going by sea from Suriname to Barbados. But the airline is always there and available, especially for items that are perishable, that we can obviously bring those things into Barbados. But we have to build up that trade. We have to build up the tourism. We have to build up the people contact to make sure that we have the exchange of persons between the two countries.
Hello, Bawaka. Did you know that's how they say, hello, what's up, in Suriname? Suriname is a diverse melting pot of people, religions, cultures, and languages. They communicate with each other using a lingua franca called Surinam Tongo, literally Surinamese tongue. Surinam Tongo is commonly known as Taka Taka, talk, talk, and appears in everyday spoken language, but also in official items like in their national anthem. Suriname's colonial heritage means that Dutch is spoken by many in the country. English is also widely spoken and understood in Paramaribo, the capital, and beyond. Surinamese have made their impact on the global stage in areas such as in music, politics, and especially in sports such as football. A proverb in Suriname embodies this wonderful mix of peoples, Enheid in Verscheidenheid. That's Dutch for unity in diversity. When you fly SLM in business or economy, you'll be sure to enjoy the friendly and hospitable people of Suriname from arrival to departure. Miossi, or see you soon in Suriname. Do you dream to take a trip to someplace amazing this summer? Consider a business or leisure trip to Suriname, South America's hidden treasure, with Suriname Airways. With twice weekly service to their vibrant and historical capital, Paramaribo, via Georgetown, Guyana. Our round trip fares from $369 in economy. Make Suriname Airways your choice for an exciting experience. Visit flyslm.com today or contact your travel agent. Suriname Airways, your dream destination, our trusted wings.
Tell us about your experience with the jet aircraft, because obviously you would made the connection now. No more 10-seater, you're on the 737-800. What has been your experience flying on that aircraft through Guyana to Suriname?
Oh, I tell you, I'm really saying this in all honesty. The service on board Suriname Airways is excellent.
Yeah.
And they serve a full meal between here and
you're the second person to say that. Yeah, you're the second. Sabrina said last time that she was surprised to have a full 3-course meal.
Which is such a short journey.
Right.
And on some airlines, you only get a glass of water.
Right.
But you get a full meal, and kudos to them, because as you know, Suriname has a lot of beautiful food. And in order to advertise their own country, serving their excellent food on board the aircraft is one of the biggest advertisements that you can do. So the experience on board the aircraft has been nothing short of phenomenal. And I really have to say thanks to Captain Gonesh, Angela, Cindy, Baltus, and the crew at SLM, who always make not only my stay, but all the folks who travel on Suriname Airways. And I would recommend it to anyone who wants to travel Barbados, Guyana, Suriname, and return.
Exactly. Do you have a moment to speak to the business community here in Barbados about the potential opportunities? I know you've mentioned it. There's a lot of discussion about agriculture, but I think there's other business opportunities that you may want to highlight to the business community here regarding Barbados, Suriname.
Well, the biggest opportunities in terms of what I've done several times before will be investment, because business people can invest in Barbados and Barbadian business persons can invest in Suriname. And it could be in all types of industries. It could be tourism. Mm. It could be the financial services. Renewable energy. That's a big, big, big opportunity for Barbadians to actually invest in Suriname from that perspective. Then obviously there have the mining sector. Yeah. They have a lot of gold and oil.
Oil is coming on stream.
Oil is coming on stream. And I can tell you, just like Guyana, Suriname will be the next big frontier in terms of massive investment. So those are good areas where Barbadian investors, if they're looking to invest in Suriname, they can do so. And anyone who needs any assistance in connecting with those beautiful people in Suriname, whether they be investors, whether they be government officials, you can reach out to me and I'm ready, willing, and able to assist you. And of course, you'll be flying to Suriname via Suriname Airways.
Excellent plug right there. And I'm sure people can get in touch with you via the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, of course.
Yeah, you can get in touch with me via the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I can give you my email address, awiggins@foreign.gov.bb, or you can just send me a WhatsApp on Barbados 246-286-2419. And I'll be really willing and able to answer all your queries and to assist you, whether it's Guyana, Suriname, or Northern Brazil.
State of Roraima, right?
That's right. Excellent. So I've been doing a lot of work in the state of Roraima as well. As a matter of fact, we'll be taking a full Barbados delegation there shortly.
Excellent. Well, that's wonderful news on which we can end our program. But if you had to describe your experiences in Suriname and the connection between Barbados and Suriname in three words only, Alfia, what three words would you choose?
It's a very interesting experience. The business is really ready and rearing to go. And I would also say that is functional.
Yeah.
It's very functional. So it's a functional aspect of the business. They're ready for business. And as a matter of fact, CETA, their corresponding agency that is aligned with our Invest Barbados, they have been working together to promote investment between Barbados and Suriname. Definitely.
There's a lot of work that a lot of people may not know about, but they will get the benefit in times to come. And they're already benefiting because of the connection between Barbados and Suriname and Guyana via Fly SLM. So thank
you. But I also have to thank the Prime Minister for putting her confidence in me and appointing me to these positions. Because, you know, like I said, I've been performing very, very well. So I have to thank Prime Minister Motley for her confidence in me.
Kudos to the PM, of course. Alfia Wiggins, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Travel Time with Suriname Airways. I'm Jason Bell, and I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you.